We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we want to say thank you for this day, a brand new day that you have blessed us to see, that this day has been coming. Lord, thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for everyone who came aboard this morning. Bless them, go from the standby, individually, Lord, and collectively, Lord. Lord, thank you for Dr. PK, and thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Lord, who saw fit to come to this, Lord. And thank you for your blessing that you've given us, that we have made another 8 years, Lord, and thank you for that. And, Lord, we put you first and foremost in our life. And, Lord, bless us all. Go for some standbys. Now I turn it over to Dr. PK, and thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And, again, I say to you, thank God for this another day. I do thank you, sweetheart, for introducing and our guests and bringing us into our sanctuary this morning. This telecommunication sanctuary is popping hot this morning as we are celebrating our 8th anniversary. As you all have heard, some of you and those who are new, let me just tell you, on October 25th, 2010, Dr. Vanessa and I were given the mandate to start this call, and we are so thankful that we said yes. And in doing so, the scripture that we are standing on and have stood on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. I tell you, God has truly blessed us down through the years. And you all, I just want to tell you that the company that brought us together just celebrated an awesome, awesome regional conference there in Cincinnati. As I was enjoying the pictures, I tell you, you look like you all were at an extravaganza as opposed to a regional conference. And I'm so thankful for the pictures that you all shared. The joy that you exhumed on your faces were absolutely, absolutely awesome. And President Linda Kidd did not disappoint, as I just kept saying, if I could be there, I know this thing is going to be off the hook. Linda Kidd is going to show up and show out. And so not only did she show up and show out for everybody coming, she showed out for herself, stepped on over to that president rank. And so I thank God for this great company who has brought super fantastic people together so that we can live a better lifestyle. You all, it reiterates the fact that the theme that God gave us this year through Dr. Vanessa is right on point. Through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being revealed and seen. We are seeing the handwork of God as never before right here in 2018. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless the Lord. Now, listen, as a result of us starting this call, I want you to know that we have developed a website, and the website address is www.themasterswithanscall.net. Themasterscall.net. And I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed us that all of the messages have been archived right here on this site, as well as the bios for our speakers. And that's why we give just little snippets of who is speaking. Go back and read the bios. Each and every person who speaks is going to have their bio out there so that they'll have more time to preach to us in the morning. All righty, let's get on to what we are talking about for this particular month. For this particular month, as we are celebrating, each Monday we are having a P&P session, prayer, praise, and everybody is on target with prayer and praise. Why? Because in the Old Testament, Judah, the praisers led out in whatever they were doing. And so we knew for this month, for us to really get the blessings of God, we needed to do the same. And our praise team leader Dr. Vanessa calls her the songbird, gave her the name the songbird. And I'm telling you, she has just been absolutely faithful and committed as she has been coming forth and leading us in praise and leading and opening the doors for us so that we can hear from the Lord. So she is a woman out in California who has been so blessed with a wonderful son. And she is a wonderful woman of God who ministers under the anointing of God. And you will hear her this morning. We've also been blessed with our prayer general, Sister Brenda, Minister Brenda Terrell out of Mississippi. And God has blessed her to gander a prayer warriors to assist with this prayer ministry as well. And so this morning, you all, prepare your hearts and minds as we go before the Lord, setting this week in order with prayer and praise, praise and prayer. Glory to God. With that being said, we are going to bring to you this morning Minister Tiffany, and our other prayer warriors will assist us this morning will be Minister Wanda out of Chicago area, and she's super fantastic, and you'll hear, and Minister Robin, who was our very first, our second prayer general, and she's out of New Jersey. All of their bios are on the website. Go and read about these great ladies whom God is using in a magnificent way. With that being said, I'm stepping out of the way, and you all come forth and do what God has given you to do. Minister Tiffany, would you lead us out today?
Absolutely. Good morning, Dr. PK. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning. Happy celebration Monday, the second celebration Monday of October 2018, where we are celebrating our 8th year. So join me as we go to God in praise. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. Now we'll have our first prayer.
Holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is filled with your glory. Hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. We thank you, God, for being our awesome God, for being our everlasting Father, for being our Prince of Peace. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. We thank you, O God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, O God, for blessing the master's call in such a manner, Lord God, you've given us wonderful 8 years. And we glorify you, Father, because we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we believe and we receive that we will go forward with 8 more years, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because you told us in your word, when 2 or 3 come together, touch and agreeing on anything, you are in the midst. And we thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, oh God, for your holiness. And we ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, that you receive our prayers as we come before you humbly, oh God, as we bow down at your feet. And as we receive your presence, oh God, we thank you for anointing the appointed Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, oh God, for you allowing them to say yes to you, oh God, as you lead them and guide them into all truth with this call. We thank you, oh God, that you have anointed them and appointed them in such a manner, Father God, that they will continue to bless your name in all their ways. We thank you, Father God, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, blessing everyone that concerns them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done in the Artist Life Regional Conference this past weekend, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you raising up a standard like never before, Lord God. We thank you that you have blessed your people with your peace, with your joy, with your love, oh God. We thank you for the relationship that have stormed and went into a purpose, Father God, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, oh God, for the ranks that have been made. We glorify you, Father God, for President Linda Kidd making the rank, oh God. We thank you and we celebrate with her, Lord God, in you, because you have made it to come to pass. And we glorify you, Father, because you told us, ask and it shall be given, seek and we shall find, knock and the door will be opened. We thank you for opening the doors, not only for President Linda, but for so many, Father, that will walk through that president door. We thank you, oh God, that the people who are called by your name will humble themselves and know, Lord God, that you will propel them into the next level, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, for what you have done in that regional conference, Father God. We thank you for the presence that you have made in Minister Kai, Father God, as she went forth with the word of God, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the people receive what the Lord has given them. I glorify you, Father, for your presence in the place. I ask you in the name of Jesus that your presence continue to bless your people throughout this week, throughout the next week, and the next, Father God, as they hear your voice, as they remember what Minister Kai had put forth before them, oh God. And I thank you for blessing that woman of God. I ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen her and keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. I thank you, Father God, for raising up another level, Father, in her as she says yes to you. And I glorify you, Father, for what you have done in her life. I ask special blessings upon her, Father God, because, Lord God, she allowed you to use her in such a manifestation that your people receive what you have for them. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless those that are on this call. I ask you, Father, that the ears will hear what the Spirit has to say this day and the days to come. I glorify you, Father, because you told us that we don't have to look to the right nor to the left, but to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I glorify you, Father God, that your presence will fill the temple wherever their feet tread and wherever their hands touch, Lord God, that your anointing be there. I thank you, Father God, as we open our mouths up, Father God, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say to those that we're speaking to this day. We glorify you, oh God, because you is that we look to you. You say, trust in you with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding. In every way acknowledge you. You will direct our paths. So we thank you for directing our paths. We thank you, Father God, for blessing every person to the sound of my voice. I ask you, Father, that you continue to bless our elders, Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Father God. I ask that you keep them and that you strengthen them, that you bless them, Father God, and that you keep them in your arms, oh God. And I know, Father God, that you're doing a great work in them. We love you, Father, for what you're doing in their lives. We love you, oh God, for what you're doing for the people of God on this call. And we give your name praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for the greater things that he is doing here on the Master's Call. To Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. Surrender, humbly bow at his feet. I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Lord, we surrender all to you. We thank you so much for this awesome call. We thank you for the individuals that are part of the Master's Call. We thank you for our great leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the artist family. Lord, we thank you for the team members of this awesome call. We thank you for the family members, and we thank you for the visitors that come and eat and sup with us and fellowship with us daily on the Master's Call. We thank you for 8 years and many more to come. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We pledge our allegiance to you, Lord God, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, Lord. You are a great God. You are gracious. You are our Redeemer. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Lord of Lords. You are a friend to those that are wounded. You are a provider. You are our protector, our preserver. You keep us safe. We dwell in your secret place, Lord God. You are our fortress and our stronghold, and we're going to bless your name no matter what at all times. Your praise is going to continually be in our mouth. Thank you for the past, the present, and the future. Thank you for letting us become the righteousness of God through your Son, Jesus. Oh, Father, we love you, and we abide in you, because in you we live and move, and we have our being. Be glorified in every single fiber that we have. Great is your mercy toward each one of us. Great is your mercy toward our family members. Great is your mercy toward all generations. We will continue to be filled with the knowledge of your will in spiritual wisdom and understanding, Lord God. Lord, thank you for better jobs. Thank you for better careers. Thank you for raises and bonuses. Thank you for benefits, Lord. Thank you for sales and commissions. Thank you for favorable settlements in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for estates and inheritances, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for interest. Thank you for income. Thank you for money finding us. Thank you for rebates and returns. Glory to your holy name. Thank you for discounts and dividends. Thank you for checks in the mail, checks going to our family members. Thank you for gifts and surprises. Thank you for letting us find money. Thank you for our bills being paid off, bills being decreased, us becoming debt-free. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your increase. And most importantly, thank you for your Son, Jesus, because if it wasn't for his faithfulness, where would we be? If it wasn't for the debt that he partake of on that cross, where would we be? But glory to him in the highest, because he rose again. And because of him we live, and because of him we are victorious. So we say, oh, to you, our precious Redeemer, oh, to you, we will continue to serve you and proclaim your goodness in the mighty and matchless name of our King, your Son, our intercessor, Lord Jesus. Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his love when he knew I had been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Tell me, where would I be? Hallelujah. Where would I be? Tell me, where would I be? Where would would I be? Let's give God the praise, hallelujah, and whatever you do today, don't let anything or anybody steal your joy. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
Glory to God, hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? Lord, that's my song this morning. And thank you, Minister Tiffany Terrell, for ushering us into the presence of God with the praise on this morning. Thank you, our prayer generals, coupling up this morning, teaming up, going before the Lord. Hallelujah, blessing us with prayer. I first of all want to thank each and every one of you for being on the call this morning. And I thank you all for your prayers for the Fleming family, the Bayless family, for our family. You all just know me. My nephew was buried on Friday, my friend in California. So part of our family went from Mississippi out there. And thank God that they were on their way back safely. So far last night when my head got on the pillow, they were still traveling this way through Texas. Thank God also you all for praying for us, because I went to a friend's funeral on Friday here in Mississippi, and then my sister in love's funeral on Saturday. We are doing what we are supposed to do, and that is grieve when we lose a loved one or when a loved one dies. And so as we go through this grief process, our prayer is that we go through and not get stuck. So I thank you all for your love, your prayers, and your words of encouragement for this weekend. Babe and I'll be getting on the road probably Tuesday or Wednesday, going back to North Carolina. Yes, we are driving. With that being said, let me go on and get ready to close out this call with just a few more announcements that we would like to share with you on tomorrow. Please get back on this call, because we are going to have more great speakers. We have people who have been with us down through the years. Some of them started with us and had other things to go and do, but thank God that they still prayed and supported this call that has been coming every day, Monday through Friday, as a result of faithful prayer warriors and ministers. So we thank God for that. We also would like for you to know that if you are interested in participating in this call in any way, you are more than welcome to be a greeter. As my husband did this morning, this was his first day greeting, and I absolutely love the man of God he has chosen to place as my covering, who is my greatest supporter. And I just said to him last night, God sure did a wonderful thing when he brought us together. And so you can greet just like he did, or you can speak. So come on and give Pastor Vanessa, our prayer warrior, notification that is just what you want to do. If you want to hear the playback of our call today, please call in 712-432-1085 for this playback, and use PIN 957677#. Okay? It's wonderful that we are able to call back and hear these calls and be blessed another time. Wait, the new morning motivational call is next, and I'm going to be jumping on that call right after this one. The number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. Our PIN is 294617. Guess what? Our own pastor and my sister, Dr. Vanessa, is going to be the host of the call on today, telling us all about our great company, Artist International, Artist Life. And our speaker today is going to be our own Reverend Everett Thomas, who is absolutely magnificent. So with that being said, I want to thank each of you for coming on our call today. Look forward to hearing you on tomorrow. Let us go to God as we give the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this great opportunity. And we ask now that your grace, your mercy, and your sweet Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives as we go forth being a light for you in this world of darkness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, everybody, go out and live a super fantastic day today and come back and celebrate with us on tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.